Students and community members filled the Dillingham High School auditorium. They were gathering to recognize the residents who have served in the United States military. City Manager Todd Larson was among the 16 veterans sitting in front of a podium. He made the opening remarks.
So I'm very proud to be a member of this population of veterans in Alaska. Alaskans have a long history of service to the country's defense, and we all appreciate you taking the time to recognize this important day. We all chose to serve to protect our country and did so without regret.
Each of the veterans had a red poppy pinned to their lapels. Those poppies are symbols from a poem, In Flanders Fields, written by John McCrae during World War I. Student Council Vice President Matthew Robinson explained that the poppies grew over the graves of soldiers who had died. As Robinson read the poem, he was nervous, but his voice didn't quiver.
We lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep though poppies grow in Flanders Fields. Thank you.
The band performed the United States Armed Forces medley. The medley strings together marches from all military branches. Veterans were asked to stand when their march was played. Pete Kapotik is a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom in 2006 and 2007.
It's always It's always touching for me. Just remembering, you know, the guys I served with and families, you know, that sacrifice.
At the end of the ceremony, sophomore Zach Colby played the Armistice Day recognition of Taps. The veterans stood, their hands over their hearts. With help from Izzy Ross, in Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.